Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 736 1/4, down 21 3/4. July, 744 3/4, down 20 1/4. Soft May wheat, 667 1/2, down 23 3/4. July, 675, down 24. May corn, 487 3/4, down 7. July, 493 1/4, down 7 1/4. December, 488 3/4, down 8. May soybeans, 1492 3/4, down 21 1/4. July, 1480 3/4, down 21 1/2. November, 1217 3/4, down 21 1/2. May soybean meal, 483.60, down 470. May soybean oil, 42.82, down 59. April live cattle, 143.07 1/2, down 112 1/2. May feeder cattle, 177.77 1/2, down 27 1/2. And May lean hogs, 121.25, down 2.25.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
I opened up my charts this morning to find something that I haven't seen in quite a while, and that is harvest soybeans and harvest corn, both gapping lower on the charts.
Well, depend on the definition of your gap there, but they are lower, and and due to trend lower, that is, and we've had a fairly good rally here over the last couple months. When you look at the November beans, they've rallied about $1.56, and this corn market's been phenomenal too. It's rallied by 82 cents off the lows there from January, so we're due to back and fill here for a little bit. See some type of correction. There's a lot of things to be watching here to give the traders some direction, whether it's technicals, demand, or raw fundamentals. There's going to be a lot of newsworthy items here to keep the market quite volatile and choppy as we go through the growing season.
Who's selling the market today?
Funds. We'll see what volume and open interest shows us tomorrow, but some long liquidation. Mainly, the market reached some upside targets there and overbought status. Fundamentals maybe a little negative, giving reason for some liquidation to take place. Professional traders are coming in and selling. The guys that trade, anywhere from 1 to 4,000 contracts a shot are in there taking a defensive stance. And we'll see what news we see through the next few days and whether we follow through or not to see if they continue that trend.
Do the funds have essentially control of market direction during this particular month or so of planting season?
I don't know if they'll control it, but they're definitely pushing the market around. They're going to the market's going to go the path of least resistance, whether it's up or down. They're definitely in there placing orders, and the market's reacting to what they're doing at the moment here, yes.
Turn your attention then to planning. It does appear we're finally going to get a window to do something.
Yeah, it's favorable, at least through the central belt here. A little north, it's still a little too wet, still a little cold in some areas. There's some areas just not going to make a whole lot of headway, per se, but seeing what we see now, it's going to be a favorable week until we get into next week's forecast. There's a lot more precipitation than forecast plus cooler temperatures. But right now the trade's looking at, as a nation, making significant progress. Today's progress expected to be anywhere from 10 to 12% complete as a nation on corn progress. As we move into next week at this time, the trade feels we could be as much as 40% complete planted as a nation. So that's kind of negative for those who are looking at planting delays or not getting the crop planted at all.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
Just basically, they've been buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat, buying beans, selling anything else. Beans is, looking for a correction here. We got some cyclical lows due over the next week or so. So the market has reason to pull back fundamentally. Concerns that China and their purchases with the South American crops having a little bit of trouble, but it's for the best interest for China to see pullbacks materialize in the marketplace so they can buy more beans cheaper in through here. So the thing to watch today is the spread, old crop, new crop, particularly the July-November bean spread. It's actually holding in there fairly well for a down market, which suggests that this break in here might be short-lived.
14.78 and three quarters versus 12.16. I wonder, USDA going to raise 14-15 exports?
I don't know if they can raise them a whole lot this next go-around. Exports are strong. Shipments and beans have been strong versus what we've seen in the corn. We're having to import beans into the U.S. here to satisfy the strong demand. We'll have to see, how the inspections go here, see if there's any last-minute sales for say, but I think we're pretty well where we want to be at the moment here on the beans.
Let's go ahead and talk a little bit about the wheat. The wheat, at least that one, does appear to have some fundamental legs under it for the break, and that we did see some good rains in wheat over the weekend.
Yeah, when you look at the drought index, and if you've been watching it, the dryers are getting smaller. Probably the most significant thing we're going to see on the drought index here, if the pattern continues, is this dryness being pushed west of Iowa, west of Missouri, west of Arkansas. So we're seeing that area on the east being somewhat favorable with moisture. The main thing is that western wheat belt needs to catch a rain or two here to keep that wheat in position to survive and put on some bushels. But not only here in the U.S., but we saw moisture activity in Europe. We saw moisture activity in the Ukraine area. So even we saw moisture in China. So the world wheat market got a fairly good drink over the weekend.
For hedgers who are comfortable with options, are puts still one of the top ways to go at this point?
Well, if you're comfortable with that, we've for a long time been promoting putting a price floor on you and kind of leave the upside open. That's the simplest way to kind of hedge your bet here and manage some risk. That's a very good strategy to have that price protection on, because if we do, see a shift in momentum in through here, the heavy long position from the commodity funds, we could see the market correct. So we still favor that position of having a price floor.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: May hard red winter wheat is 734, down 24. Soft May, 667, down 24 and a quarter. May corn, 488 and a quarter, down 6 and a half. December, 489 and a quarter, down 7 and a half. May soybeans, 1492 and a quarter, down 21 and three quarters. November, 1216 and three quarters, down 22 and a half. May soybean meal, $483.50 down $4.80. May soybean oil, $42.80 down $61. April live cattle, $143.15 down $105. May lean hogs, $121.45 down $205. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.